Hello, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. I'm doing it again, trying not to wish my life away. It's just that this tri-monthly period, it is especially hard. We are right at this moment on the cusp of my favorite time of year. So many of my greatest joys in life are almost within reach if I only lean forward just a little. But I must hold fast, let them come to me naturally. The lustrous autumn spectacular is close at hand. Leaves have already begun to make the switch from verdant to vibrant. Snaps of cool air are brushing our brow as October deepens. Lord, I love this time of year. The full-on natural supernova that is fall is aching to rupture forth. It will come. I need to let it. Family gatherings are just around the corner. The precious people that I played Red Light and Mother May I with, fought over the last piece of chocolate cake with, and cried at our grandparents' funerals with, in my formative years, are soon to be standing in front of me again. Our interactions have practically dissolved over the years as all of us wrangle with children and careers and the spot fires of life. I will hold them with joy as we celebrate the seasons of Thanksgiving and Christmas. My yearning for this time is palpable, yet I must wait. I have a confession to make about Christmas. I have been listening to Christmas music for a couple of weeks now. Yes, I am one of those people. You could say I have a soft opening of the Christmas season a good month before the grand opening after Thanksgiving. Whoever coined the phrase, slow as Christmas, had to be a young person. The Yuletide bedazzles us and then exits quietly in a nanosecond. Slow is the last word I would use as a description. I revel in Christmas time. I savor. I commune. I sing. I contemplate. I adore. For now, though, I must be expectant. So much about these last 3 months of the year have prominent positions on my things that make me happy list. I look forward to them. But there must be a difference between looking forward and wishing time would pass. Anticipation of euphoric events is perfectly natural, and an argument can be made that it truly makes up part of the enjoyment. But sometimes I get caught wishing that it was Friday, or wishing that next weekend was here, or that I was in union with my loved ones at Thanksgiving, or that the beautiful, glorious season of Christmas was already in full voice. No, all of this will come to pass. Pass being the operative word, because the entirety of all these things will surely pass too quickly. I must let my mortal flesh keep silent. For now, I will do my work, take these days and moments as they come, and then cling with reverent desperation to each cherished second of every blissful event as it happens. Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.